Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? Let us shout for joy, for we have a true beloved who has the manifold love. He's radiant and ruddy, distinguished among 10,000. This true beloved belonged to me entirely. Let us shout for joy. I'm very grateful. He gave himself to me entirely. Hence, we became his darling love. Not only he let us come before him, we can draw near him. We can give him a big hug. We can love him in return. He is delighted for our love to him. He receives our expression of love to him. He treasures our life very much. He will not spoil our love for him. I'd like to sing a hymn with you. It's an old hymn. The name of the hymn is Who Has a Heart to Love the Lord? The content of the hymn mainly talked about Mary, the one who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. And it was Mary who offered the ointment to the Lord. And the Lord Jesus asks us to proclaim in the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. So you see how much the Lord treasured for what she has done, her expression of love to the Lord. She broke her alabaster vase, who has shown she wouldn't take it back, and she offered it to the Lord only. Today, I believe the Lord Jesus is still seeking someone like Mary, to understand his heart, someone to love him wholeheartedly. When I think of Mary through the Bible every time, I will think of this hymn. Who has a loving heart to the Lord? I shall say no more. Let us sing this hymn first, for there's no English version, so we'll read the translation. Who has a pure heart to love the Lord like Mary? She loved not the things in the world, but Jesus only. She disregarded all the misunderstanding and be even closer to the Lord. Until today, the Lord is seeking those who set his mind on his heart. May the Lord grant me a heart to love him, as pure as Mary. Precious ointment is stored daily to the Lord Jesus only. Ridiculed by others, only the Lord knew her heart. The house was frequent. Until today, the Lord is seeking those who set his mind on his heart. May the Lord grant me a heart to love him, as pure as Mary. Breaks the fast at the right time, not to take back the frequency. I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to him, or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to draw near the Lord face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 14, verse 1 to 9. It was now 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to arrest him by stealth and kill him. For they said, not during the feast, lest there be an uproar from the people. And while he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at table, a woman came with an alabaster vase of ointment of pure nard, very costly, and she broke the vase and poured it over his head. There were some who said to themselves indignantly, why was the ointment waste like that? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor. And they scold her. But Jesus said, leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. for you always have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good for them, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial. And truly, I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her. There are 72 verses in the gospel according to Mark chapter 14. It is relatively long. Thus, I would like to divide chapter 14 into two parts, so I can share with you my impression on reading this chapter. As we just read verses 1 to 9, which was about Mary who offered ointment to Jesus, although the name of Mary was not mentioned in this chapter, yet it was written in the other book of Gospels. Hence, we knew that the woman was Mary of Bethany. Let us enjoy these verses and meditate on it with our minds. For the Lord Jesus specifically commands, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what Mary has done will be told in memory of her shall be proclaimed. Hence, this incident is very crucial, and I believe this incident has captured and satisfied the heart of the Lord. If you and I like to respond to the love of the Lord, let us take a look at what Mary had done. Mary offered ointment before Passover. As you may notice in verse 1 mention, it took place 2 days before the Passover. That is to say, it was very close to the day of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. Mary offered the ointment to Jesus. We don't just see this matter superficially. We shall look at the essence of this matter. Even the Lord Jesus praised Mary for what she had done. First of all, it was an unblocked matter which was unexpected by everyone. Mary didn't offer the ointment to the Lord in her own house, but in someone else. It was in Simon's place. When people were reclining at the table, that was the time when people were eating. Mary came with an alabaster vase of the very costly ointment of the pure nard. She broke the vase and poured the ointment over the head of Jesus. It happened all of a sudden. Some people were not happy about this incident. They thought it was a waste. But was it really a waste? In fact, people would have different opinions on this matter. The most crucial is that, what is the evaluation of the Lord? We knew that what Mary did was not a waste. Those criticisms were denied through his answer. The Lord Jesus said, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told. That is to say, this matter is valuable and should be known to many people and conveyed until now. It was a great help for you and me till eternity. Brothers and sisters, it was so valuable for Mary to offer ointment to the Lord. It couldn't be seen apparently. Yes, the Lord could see the value inside. Brothers and sisters, every heart we have dedicated to the Lord is the most valuable, and he can see it. Overall, this incident was an expression of love, and love is priceless. What would it be if not an expression of love? Ointment is used for the woman when she gets married. As a matter of fact, Mary offered it to the Lord. First of all, the nature of this matter is the response of love. You and I shall offer our love to the Lord in return. In addition, this incident is an act of faith as well. You see, she ignored the situation at that time, but offered her heart and put it into action. I think Mary was really wonderful and marvelous, and she loved the Lord very much. There was a lot for her to overcome under such a situation. What a great courage did she need to do such an abrupt thing? She had to worry what other people were thinking and their gossips, and the most essential was how the Lord Jesus would react. Mary was deeply convinced that the Lord Jesus would accept her offering. Mary believed firmly the Lord Jesus would die and would rise from the dead, according to what he said. Thus, she offered the ointment in advance. Truly, her faith was great. I believe that no one of her contemporaries truly understood the Lord's heart. The Lord spoke of he would suffer and be crucified in Jerusalem again and again. Yet every time he also would mention his risen from the dead on the third day. You see, it was almost Passover. The disciples seemed to have difficulties understanding what was the meaning when the Lord mentioned that he would die. In addition, they didn't put the suffering of the Lord, his death, his resurrection in their hearts. Mary was the only one who paid attention to this matter, and she understood that it was approaching. Hence, her offering was not only a response of love, but also an act of faith. How precious! Mary was full of faith in the Lord. She knew that the Lord accepted and loved her. Besides, this incident was an offering, and I can say that it was almost a waste of sacrifice that was beyond all logic and gone forever. As we read from the verse, it is clear that the ointment offered by Mary was very valuable. It could be sold for more than 300 denarii. Generally speaking, 300 denarii was the 1 year salary of a peasant at that time. How long does it take for a peasant to save up to 1 year's wages? How long did Mary save for this vase of ointment of pure nard? In verse 3 mentioned how valuable the vase of ointment was. It was the most expensive ointment of pure nard. I believe it was the top ointment at that time. I was attracted by the word pure. It was the ointment of pure nard. Seems it is telling you and me that what the Lord wants is a pure and sincere heart, a heart that truly loves him. The Lord Jesus does not want an external offering. He wants an offering from our innermost, a dedication from the heart. This extremely costly vase of ointment of pure nard was carried in an alabaster vase. When Mary offered it, she did not pour it out gently like ordinary people did. She broke the alabaster vase. Obviously, there was a meaning the ointment poured out would not be taken back and gone forever. She wouldn't leave it to anyone else but Jesus without hesitation. Brothers and sisters, are you willing to give almost a waste of sacrifice which was beyond all logic and unreasonable to the Lord? You can ask yourself. You can ask the Lord as well. After all, is the Lord worthy for your sincere devotion? Firstly, the nature of Mary's offering of ointment was the loving response to the Lord. Secondly, is an act of faith. And thirdly, it was a sincere dedication. And the fourth essence was the Lord Jesus praised Mary for doing a beautiful thing. Truly, these things was beautiful. This nature was so beautiful. You see, when Mary offered it, everyone was at the table. What she did was openly and definitely not in secret. I guess Mary chose to express to the Lord in such a way that she poured ointment over Jesus' head in public and in the presence of many people. Obviously, she felt that the Lord Jesus was so glorious. He deserves everyone to love him openly as such. Moreover, the ointment pouring over the head had a meaning for the Israelites. Did Mary tell people that Jesus is the anointed one of God openly? Do you remember Psalm 133? It mentioned it is like the precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. I believe that the body of the Lord Jesus sends forth the fragrance, for the ointment flew from his head to his body. Not only the Lord, but also everyone who was there could smell the fragrance. The entire house was filled with the fragrance of the pure nard. Truly, I'm not certain if Mary intended to show Jesus was the anointed one of God by offering the ointment. But when I read this passage and meditate on this scene, I remembered again the day when the Lord Jesus was baptized. Abba voice out from heaven and declared that the Lord Jesus is his beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove. As I have mentioned before, anointing oil represents the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I thought of the whole incident, and truly, I thought it was so lovely. Moreover, the fairest thing about this is that Mary took the opportunity. In verse 1 mentioned that Passover would be held in 2 days. Time was getting close. Jesus spent the night not in the house of Mary, but in Simon's house. Mary might never see Jesus again after that night. There was no chance to offer the ointment she had stored for many years. There wouldn't be another night where she could publicly glorify the Lord as such. After 2 days, the Lord Jesus would eat the Passover feast with his disciples. Next, he would be arrested and be crucified. You see, she had no other chance, was there? So precious that this beautiful thing is to get hold of the opportunity. Brothers and sisters, we should grasp the opportunity to dedicate our lives. After that, there may be no chance again. Mary offered before the Lord's crucifixion. We offer ourselves before the Lord's coming. We can have the most fairest offerings in this generation to satisfy the Lord's heart. On the other hand, the nature of this matter was done for the burial of the Lord. I believe no one knew about it, but the Lord revealed the intention of Mary. In verse 9, the Lord Jesus said, "She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial." Thus, Mary had a very strong motive to offer ointment to the Lord. Apart from love, faith, devotion, a beautiful thing that seized the opportunity. What Mary did was an action that satisfied the Lord's heart. Seems she made known to the Lord Jesus of her knowing that he would die, he would be buried, and he would rise. When many people were busy eating and chatting, Mary expressed to the Lord that she understood his heart. She understood that the Lord was about to face death, to be buried, and to raise from the dead. I felt Mary was expressing her sympathy for Jesus. She knew the stress that the Lord Jesus would face. Mary liked to comfort Jesus, but truly she did not know what she could do. She could only offer the ointment and did what she could, and hoped the Lord Jesus understood that there was someone who understood him and support him. Hence, truly what Jesus said in verse 8 was very special. I couldn't understand clearly why the Lord Jesus said she has done what she could in the past. I think the Lord Jesus understood the heart of Mary very well. She knew Mary really liked to help him and did something to comfort him. And Jesus said she has done what she could. Mary had done it, and she did her best. Truly, the heart of the Lord Jesus was comforted greatly, although he had to face the great suffering of the cross at that time. I believe Jesus was greatly compelled by Mary alone to die on the cross for our sins. Mary offered ointment for death of the Lord, and the Lord gave us his body entirely through death. In fact, it is not that we have given a gift to him that he might be repaid. The Lord has already loved us since the beginning. This plan of love was launched ages ago. As we can see, Mary was well prepared to offer ointment at the house of Simon. She was determined to offer to the Lord. Our Lord is the same. He had already made up his mind to be a man forever for us and offer himself on the cross as planned ages ago, in order we may be saved and united to him forever. He is risen and dwells in our hearts. Mary tried her best to love the Lord, and the Lord is even more awesome. He devoted himself to love us. He even died on the cross for us. What Mary offered was the ointment. What about the Lord? The Lord sacrificed his life, his glory, and his all. He offered his precious blood. A covenant of love was made with his precious blood. He bestowed us to him with his blood that we belong to him forever. Hallelujah! We are the perfect match of the Lord and his most beloved one forever. Lastly, I thought of Mary who offered ointment to satisfy the Lord's heart very much. The Lord even made this incident to be worthy of memory of her throughout the world eternally. We have to share about what Mary did wherever the gospel is proclaimed to the whole world. The same, what about the love of the Lord Jesus? Wouldn't the love of the Lord Jesus for us shake heaven and earth and be even more worthy for our memory eternally? I have shared with you from verse 1 to 9, but I'd like you not just focus on Mary. Truly, I'd like everyone to see the Lord and enjoy him. We read the Bible in order to get closer to the Lord and understand his heart that I share with you through this perspective. I hope everyone enjoys it as well. And I hope that you will all respond to the love of the Lord with everything you have, like Mary. That's all for my sharing. I hope you have time to draw close to the Lord continually and be with him face to face. May you have the fellowship of love with him and have a close chat with him. May the Lord bless you.